Bezus Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Chaf Aleph in Meseches Erevin. It's the 239th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up three lines from the bottom with the rule of Rabbi Yitzchak that our perek that has been discussing Pasei Beraos, and that is the corner mechitzos that surround a bor that we allow one to carry inside of those mechitzos to be able to take water out of the bor, only applies to the Olei Regalim and their animals. The Gemara then will continue to discuss how a person is supposed to drink when they are of the Olei Regalim. Baruch Hashem, we're celebrating the Aliyah L'Regel, the shadow of Aliyah L'Regel of Pesach. Most of today's daf is going to be actually Agadita, quoting cryptic psukim that were vague in Tanakh, that will continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara will talk about the importance of keeping mitzvos derabbanan, and then the Gemara will tell us that both mitzvos derabbanan, Erevin, and Netilas Yedayim were instituted by Shlomo HaMelech, Eruvei Chatzeres and Netilas Yedayim. Let's begin three lines from the bottom on Chaf Amud Beis with Reb Yitzchak's rule, with an important introduction that we weren't able to give when we started the parak, because I wasn't learning over the actual days of Yom Tov with my friends and Talmidim over the internet. It would have been appropriate to emphasize this on Yitzayin Amud Beis, but as they say, it's never too late. And to understand Rabbi Yitzchak's din, we should look back at an important Mishnah and Tosas on Yitzayin Amud Beis. Of course, you're familiar with the Mishnah on Yitzayin Amud Beis. Tells us that Pasei Beraos are these four corners that surround the pit, and one is allowed to carry inside. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak points out on our daf, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ada lo hutru pasei beroz elo lo olei regalim bilvad. This heter was only for the olei regalim. Now, to understand why Rabbi Yitzchak says that this heter was for the olei regalim, the Chazon Ish in Simin Kuf Aleph. And we're going to see that Tosas, and already the Rishonim addressed the Chazon Ish's point, points out that there are two potential problems that one could have with Pasei Beraos, and why it's hard to understand how Pasei Beraos, for that matter in the first place, could allow someone to carry. Number one, we've alluded to the past. In the past, the Mishkanos Yaakov says that this is a reason that there'll be a psul d'oraisa in a mechitza, is if you have something that is larger than 10 amos, a gap that is larger than 10 amos, in such a case, that is a pirtza yeser mi'eser. The Mishkanos Yaakov says that is a psul min ha-Torah. Now, if in our Pasei Beraos there's ever a gap of 10 amos between mechitzos, so then that's a problem in terms of Hilchos Mechitzos, even Min HaTorah, according to the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Chazon Ish disagrees and holds that that psul is only Midrabbanan, but at the end of the day, there is another tremendous chiddush of Pasei Beraos, and that is that it's Parutz Meruba Al HaOmed, that there's more open space than there is closed space. So let's go back to Yudzayin on the base. How could it possibly be that one could construct Pasei Beraos? According to those who say that there is a psul d'oraisa of pirtzi yesem yeser in the instances that there is a hole that's greater than 10, how could it work? And almost according to everybody, that the requirement of omem ruba la parts is a din d'oraisa by making this beautiful gestalt form, which indicates that there's mechitzos on the corners, how does that make it remove the problem parts ruba la omem? So the Rishonim elaborate on this, up from the Rishonim all the way to Reb Chaim on the Rambam, and we will just see Tosfos in two lines on Yudzayin Amud Beis. The first Tosfos in our Perek in Osin claims the following, that if you have a corner around all sides of the pit, in such a case, then it does something magical. It creates the entire area by making that gestalt form of a square. It creates a Pesach on the entire border, because now it's considered surrounded, and everything else is an entrance. Based on the Tosos, and this is added to a lot in the Ritva and others, we can understand what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ada is saying. This was a tremendous chidush. Some Rishonim say it's even a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. See the Ritva. This was a special mechanic that was used specifically to encourage and facilitate the Ole Regel. However, it comes along Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yitzchak says this is only something that was given for the Ole Regalim, and because there are objectively real questions that need to be asked about this Pasei Beros that have real answers, but nevertheless, there are real questions, they only allowed it for the Ole Regalim. There is another approach in the name of the Ravid, that the Ravid actually held that Poritz Merubah al-Omed is only a Psul de Rabbanan. If that's so, it was only the Rabbanan that had a problem with the Pasei Beros. Really, Min HaTorah, everything would be fine. And for that reason, Reb Yitzchak said it was allowed only for the Ole Regalim, because Poritz Merubah al-Omed was a Psul de Rabbanan. According to most Rishonim, it sounds like the Psul of Poritz Merubah al-Omed is a Din d'Oraisa. And over here, they made a special exception of using this magical din of a unique Pesach. Asks the Gemara, 2 lines from the bottom of Chafim Beis, V'atanyu lohu tiru Pasei Beros el agabe behema belvad. But didn't we learn in a Braisa that Pasei Beros is only for animals in general, but doesn't say specifically Ole Regalim? So says the Gemara, my behema behemas Ole Regalim. It refers to the animals of Ole Regalim. Avol oda metapis v'ole metapis v'yore. But a person could, the only way he could drink is by climbing into and out of the bar. The Gemara asks on top line, Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph, Amy, is that so? V'am Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yudah, Mishmo lo tiru pasei beros, ela be'er mayim chayim bilvad. They only allowed Pasei Beros to be able to drink from spring water alone. The ila behema, but if it was for an animal, mali chayim, mailim mechunasim. An animal doesn't notice the difference between whether it is a spring water or it was rainwater that had gathered in a pit. Gemara answers, ba'ina midi dechazi la'adam. For it to be considered significant mechitzis, Rashi explains, because after all, at the end of the day, the mechitza is created for the pit. It needs water that is going to be chashuv. For the mechitza to be chashuv, the water needs to be chashuv as well. Gemara continues to analyze. 5 lines to the top of Chaf Aleph from Nav Gufalo Hutu Pasei Beros Ela LeBehema Belvad. Pasei Beros was instituted specifically for animals. Avo Ada Metapis Vola Miyored Ola Metapis Viyored Vimhayu Rechavin. Afil Adam Nami. And if the walls of the pit are wide, that he won't be able to climb up, so then in such a case, even an individual would be able to carry out from the bar the mechitzas work for him as well. And Velo Yimale Adam Mayim Vitin Lefnei Behemto, he's not allowed to take water out and give it to the animal to drink. Chazal were afraid, as we learned in yesterday's daf, according to most opinions, that if he wasn't going to be holding on to the animal and he's going to be holding a bucket, then he's going to follow the animal. If the animal gets a little bit moody, it'll go out of the Pasei Beros and it'll end up carrying. Rather, what he should do is, Avol Memalehu V'Shofech Lefnei Behema, he could fill up a bucket within the Pasei Beros and then pour it in front of the animal, V'Shosa Me'aleh, and then the animal is going to drink on its own. Asks the Gemara, Maskeflor of Anon, Imkein Mahilu Pasei Beros, why, how does Pasei Beros work? You said that you're able to give your animals to drink through Pasei Beros. You're not able to give your animals to drink through Pasei Beros. We said that you have to be Shofech Lefnehem. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean it didn't help? It did help. Maho Ilu, it does help. Lamalos Mehen, at the end of the day, you're filling up from a pit into what was a Rishus HaRabim. You're bringing it into a Rishus HaRabim. You can't give it to the animal to drink. That's true. You have to pour in front of them. But without the Takana Pasei Beros, you wouldn't be able to dole out the water at all. Elas explains that Gemara Ravanan was bothered by something else. Elama ho'il rosho v'rubo shel paro. We learned in our Mishnah that the only time you're allowed to give the animal to drink is if its head and its body is inside of the Pasei Beraos. Now, why was that takana necessary? We thought the takana was necessary because you were giving to the animal to drink from a bucket, and the animal might lead you outside. So we're not afraid if Rosh HaVerubo is inside. That's the simple understanding of the Mishnah Yud Zayin of a base. But now that we learned that you're never allowed to give it the animal to drink from the bucket, you've got to be Shofech Lefnehem. So why does the Mishnah even require Rosh HaVerubo? Amar Abaye Hacham Mayaskinan. Our case is talking where the Braisa says, Lo Yimale Oda Mayim V'yitin Lefnei Behemto, but he should be Shofech Lefnehem. That's talking about a particular case that we already emphasized yesterday. Be'evus Ha'omed Berushus Harabim. There is a trough that is in a Rishus Harabim. You could take a look at your diagrams. For those who missed the picture yesterday, it's in Kuf Pei Gimel in the Hod V'Hadar edition. There you have a trough that extends from the Pasei Beraos to the animal himself or herself that's in the stable. Be'evus Omer Rishus Harabim, but that's in a Rishus Harabim itself, and it's a Rishus by itself. Gevo Asar V'Rochav Arba. V'Roshe Nichnas L'Bein HaPachim. And the Evus extends into the pasim, it goes from the pasim all the way to the animal. And the Gemara told us on Chaf Amibes that what we're afraid is that the individual who's filling up it within the pasim is going to notice that something is broken outside of the pasim on the other side of the trough, and he's going to come to carry the bucket, as the Gemara explained yesterday in all the detail what precise halakhic problem would be if he would carry the bucket. But that is the case of the Braisa. However, our Mishnah is talking about where he's filling the animal up from the bucket itself, and then it will be permissible as long as Rosh HaVerubo are within the Mechitzas. And the Gemara discussed as well yesterday, had a big discussion whether the owner needs to be holding on to the animal also or not. Continues the Gemara, we put a period over here. Amar Yirmiyah Barab Amar Rav. Ein Borgenin Bebavel. There were no huts in Bavel. Borgenin is a halachic concept that we will have later on Nun Hei Amar Beis. And that is, when it comes to the Isser of Tchumin, simple reading of the Torah is that Tchumin is a din d'oraisa. Although that is a big machlokas tanaim that we had reference to at the end of the first perek on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, right before the new Perek, where the Torah says, Al Yetzi Yishme Mekomo, which means that a person is not allowed to leave his city. If there are Borgenin, the Mishnah later on, in Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, that means huts that continue outside of the city, so those can extend the Tchum, the boundary of the city. Rav Yirmiyah taught in the name of Rav that this concept doesn't exist in Bavel, as we will discuss Be'ezer Hashem. Then, V'lo Pasei Beraos B'chutzlarz, as well as Pasei Beraos don't exist in Chutzlarz. There, it's common for there to have waterfalls where the guards could wash themselves off and cool themselves off, and they don't need a hut. Pasei Beraos B'chutzlarz, lo, they didn't have Pasei Beraos in Chutzlarz, d'lo shchichi mesifta, because it wasn't common for them to have mesiftas. What is mesifta? So mesifta refers to Talmidim that are going to learn in different cities, and there was no need to construct Pasei Beraos for those Talmidim. What emerges from this line of Gemara, at least according to Rashi, is that Ole Regalim is not the only type of Dvar Mitzvah that we instituted Pasei Beraos for. Says Rashi, anybody that's Holech LeDvar Mitzvah, we rely on the construct of Pasei Beraos to allow them and to encourage them to drink on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So in Chutz Laaretz, they didn't make it simply because there weren't Mesiftas that the Talmidim used to go to. I was bothered by a question that is quoted in the name of the Yavitz in the back of the Gemara, that at the end of the day we know that there were many yeshivas in Bavel. And what does it mean that the Talmidim weren't traveling to yeshivas and there was no need for Pasei Beraos? The Yavitz points out that the Gemara in Bava Kama says that Bavel, there were many halachos that there were no egg in Bavel as if it was Eretz Yisrael, even Meiser and Truma. The Gemara in Gittin on Davav Amidalu says that for Hilchas Gittin it has a din of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore when we talk about Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't include Bavel. In fact, this will help us answer another question. The Rambam paskins that there's a mitzvah to settle Eretz Yisrael and Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael, yet he also quotes the opinion of Rav Yehuda, who speaks about the tremendous shvachim of settling in Eretz Yisrael, who said that it's Aser to leave Bavel. It seems that for quite a few reasons, during the time that Chazal had settled the yeshivas in Bavel, that Bavel was elevated, as the Gemara in Bavel Kama, we quote Pei Amid Aleph, the Gemara in Gittin, was elevated on many levels to a din Eretz Yisrael, and therefore when the Gemara says Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara might not be including Bavel as the Yavitz suggests. Back into the Gemara, Aval Ipchav Dinan, but one would be allowed to make Burgenin in Chutz La'aretz and Pase Beroz in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Igadamri, others say Amar of Yirmiya Baraba Marav, Ein Burgenin u Pase Beroz, you cannot make Burgenin or Pase Beroz, Lo Bebavel v'lo b'Chutz La'aretz. Burgin in Bavel, lo, you can't make Burgin in Bavel to Shchiach Bidka. There is a lot of water, and it's easy for the Shomrim to cool off. B'chutz la'aretz not milo, chutz la'aretz you also can't make it, to Shchichi Ganvi. It's so common for robbers to go and break into Burgin, it wasn't considered a safe area at all. So therefore, halachically, it's not considered a private reshus of a person if he'll never do it because of the fear of robbers. Pasi Baros, Bavel, lo, Dishchichi Maya. In Bavel, there's no need for Pase Beroz because it's easy to get water, and therefore you don't need to make these pit stops along the way for water. B'chutz La'aretz Nami Lo, Delo Shchichi Mesifta. In Chutz La'aretz as well, it's not common to have yeshivas, and therefore there isn't the need today to make this pit stop. We see again, clearly from the words of the Gemara, this point that we had made earlier, and that is from the Yavitz, and that is that Bavel and Chutz La'aretz are two different entities. The Gemara gives one example of discussion amongst the Amoraim in a Maisa Shehaya in regards to the bargaining of extending a city based on the hut. Amalei Rechizda Lamare Brei D'Ravuna Brei D'Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba. Rechizda said to Ravuna, Amri, they say, Esisu, you came from a city in Bavel Barnish lebe Knishta to Daniel. This is an interesting archaeological Gemara, and the Gemara here says that Rav Huna was alleged to have gone from the city of Barnish to the base Knesses of Daniel. David Tlosa Parsi, that was a distance of 3 Parsi, which is outside of the Isser of Tchum. Bishabis, Amai, how could you have done it? Asks Chizda to Rav Huna, Samchisu aborganin. That did you rely on the huts that are built along the way? Hamar Avua deShmuel Mishmei deRav. It was called the name of Rav. Ein borganin beBavel. As we learned above, that there is no significance of the borganin Bavel, and they can't be included to extend the tchum of the city. Nafik. So to respond, Rav Huna went out, va'achvilei, and he showed him, hanim masvusa de mivloim b'shivim ama v'shirayim, that the city of Barnash never had a gap between it and the next area of 70 amas, because there were destroyed cities that were included in the tchum of Barnash, and the Gemara later on Nudhei Amibes, will say that these buildings can be included and extend the tchum. Tosas learns a little bit differently. He says they're not destroyed buildings, but rather they are kfarim ktanim, they are small villages. Now Rav Chizda was a Talmud of Rav Huna, and the Gemara just recounted a give and take between Rav Chizda and his Rebbe, and now the Gemara quotes different drashos that Rav Chizda said in the name of his Rebbe. Here, it's referred to as, his Rebbe is referred to as Mari Bar Meir. Amar Rav Chizda, Darbish Mari Bar Meir, he didn't refer to his Rebbe by name. Incidentally, Rav Nevinzel told me that's the reason we don't refer to Hagos of the Rosh as the Hagos Asher, but Hagos Ashri. And he suggested that's why there's a custom not to call the Mardechi
the Mordechai, but the Mordechi, so as not to refer to him directly by name. Amar Chizkiah Darsh Mari Bar Mai Dichsiv, what is the pasuk in Tehillim mean? L'chol Tichla Re'isi Keis Rechava Mitzvascha Me'od, a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim says, I've seen the end to everything. However, when it comes to your mitzvahs, it goes on forever. Dover ze Omar David velo Pirsho.
David said this, but he didn't explain it. Omro Iov velo Pirsho. Iov also said it and didn't explain it. Yecheskel velo Pirsho. Yecheskel said it and didn't explain it. Acheba Zechariah ben Ido u Pirsho. Omro David velo Pirsho dechsev lechol lecha tichal reisi kates rechava mitzvascha maod. Amro Iov velo Pirsho. We also have a similar pasuk in Iov. Arucha me'eretz. Midu Rechava Miniyam. The pasuk is talking about the depth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Iov says it is longer than the length of the earth and deeper than the sea. But he didn't explain what part of the depth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, Yechezkel v'lo pirsho, d'chsiv, as the pasuk in Yechezkel says, Yisfros osa lefana v'yi chisocha pnim v'achar v'chosu v'le kinim Vehege vahi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows to Yechezkel a sefer, which ultimately he instructs him to eat, and it says that was written on it, kinim, and terrible things, terrible lamentations. Again, it doesn't explain exactly the size of this sefer. What was written in it? Kinim vehege, say Chazal. Kinim zuper nasan shel tzadikim. Kinim is a kinah lamentation for the tragedy of tzadikim b'olam hazeh. V'cheinu omer, and we find this as well in Yecheskel, kinahu v'koninuhu. V'hege ze matan scharen shel tzadikim. And hege means the reward for tzadikim la'asilava. V'kehadar minan, like it says in Tehillim, alei higiyon b'chinar. Their higiyon is the lashon of simcha and not the opposite of kinah. V'zuhi pernasan shel rishayim, and that's the punishment of rishayim la'asid lava. V'cheinu omer hove al hove tavo. The pasuk in Yecheskel says that there will be hove here means a break and punishment to Klal Yisrael will come on another, and that's the reference over here from the pasuk in Yecheskel. Acheba Zechariah ben Ido upirsho. Then Zechariah ben Ido came along and explained all these psukim that had something vague in them. We said that what was vague in the pasuk in Tehillim is we don't know what is so long that its end cannot be seen. In Iov, we don't know exactly what the pasuk is referring to, except it's something that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's longer than the world and deeper than the sea. And the sefer of Yecheskel is a mysterious sefer whose size seems to be unexplained. The pasuk in Zechariah will explain it all. Dichsiv, Vayomer Elai, Ma Toroe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Zechariah when he showed him a nevuah, which we read on Chanukah. Excuse me, it's right after the nevuah that we read on Chanukah. The nevuah Chanukah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Zechariah a menorah with seven candelabras. Right afterwards, we have a Perikei, right afterwards, he shows him a flying Megillah, flying Sefer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, Vayomer lai mata roev, omer ani ro Megillas afa. I see a flying Megillah, arka, esrim ba'ama v'rochba eser ama. 20 amos long and 10 amos wide. V'chipashat ala, and when you open out the entire Megillah, and when you take out its folds, arka esrin ba'ama v'rachva, excuse me, ba'esrin, havala esrin ba'esrin, uksiv, and the pasuk says, hiksuva panim va'achar, that there was writing both on the front and the back. V'chi kalaftala, and if you had put it all on one side, kama havala, how much would you have? Arboin ba'esrin, be 40 by 20. Uksiv, and the pasuk in Yeshaya says, mi modad b'shalu mayim v'shamayim b'zeres tikein, V'chol ba'shalish afar aretz, v'shakal ba'peles harim ugvos b'moznayim. That from the perspective of God, who the measurement, mi modad b'shalom, Mayim v'shamayim bezeres tiken. From the perspective of God, the measurement of the world is like a zeres. A zeres is our hand that is spread out with our fingers entirely spread out, that from the smallest finger to the largest is a zeres, and that is a half an amma. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire world is a half amma by half amma. Now this Torah that was described was 40 amos by 20 amos. How much is that in comparison to the world? Nimsa. Kol olam kulo, the entire world, is echad mishlosh yisalofim umasayim b'Torah. Is one out of 3,200 of Torah. And that's the greatness and the of size of the Torah compared to everything else. V'amar Rav Chizda, Darish Mari Bar Mar, another drasha from Rav Huna that Rav Chizda quoted. Ma'i d'chsiv, what does the pasuk in Yirmiyahu mean? V'hine shnei dudu'ei te'enim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yirmiyahu two dudu'ei te'enim, mu'adim lefnei Heichal Hashem, acharei haglos Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel, that there was two baskets of figs in the vision of Yirmiyahu in front of the Beis HaMikdash after the Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. The pasuk, next pasuk goes on and says, Hadud Echad, one of the baskets, Tainim Tavos Ma'od, had very, very good figs. Kitanai Habubaros, Hadud Echad, Tainim Ros Ma'od, Ashalose Echalno Me'ros. So, a fantastic basket and a terrible basket. End quote of the pasuk. Two lines from the top on Chaf Aleph on the base. Te'enim tovos, elu tzadikim gemurim. The good figs, those are the great tzadikim. Te'enim aros, elu b'sham gemurim. Shema tomar, lest you say, avad sivram uvatol sikuyam, that their logic, in other words, according to Mefarsha, means their hope, and their chances, and in other words, there's nothing to look forward to, it's all lost. In the future, both of them will give off a smell. Darish Rava, Rava expounded on this. That these baskets give off a fragrance. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the romantic psukim of the love between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, refers to the Bachurei Yisrael that didn't do Avera, that they give off a beautiful scent. V'al pischeinu kol migodim el benos Yisrael. The pasuk continues and describes all of our doorways have beautiful things. It's referred to benos Yisrael, shemagidos pischein lebaalein, that they tell their husbands if there's anything coming out of the entrance and exit. This refers to the uterus, if there's any dam nida. Loshen acher, she'ogdos pischem lebaalehen, they close their uterus only for their husbands and for no one else. The pasuk says, Chadoshim gam yishonim dodi tzafanti loch amra kness Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom, harbi gzeres gazarti al atzmi, yoser imashi gazarta olai v'kiyamtim. The pasuk says that the new and the old I've loved. What's the new referring to? The new is referring to these added gezeros, which are even more. Knesset Yisrael put on added gezeros more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them. Amalei chizal hura rabbanan, they have a gezeros. Sader agato kamei. Misha me'olach chadoshim gam yishonim mahu. Rav Chizda asked, how did they learn? The pasuk, achadoshim gam yishonim. Amalei, elu mitzvahs kals ve'elu mitzvahs chamuros. They said it means the easy mitzvahs along with the hard ones. Amalei, Rav Chizda found it difficult. V'chi Torah, pam and pam nitna, was Torah given at different times that there could be described as chadoshim gam yishanim. Elo alo medivrei Torah v'alo medivrei sofrim. But rather what we're talking about are dinei derabbanon. And that's what we're referring to as chadoshim gam yishanim, that Klal Yisrael accepted and loved the gzeros that it put on itself. As Rashi adds on the third line from the top, the new gzeres that they put on themselves for a siyag to protect them from being nichshel in Avera. Darish Rava, now that we're talking, the end of Koheles concludes, Ve'yoser mehema bini hizaher, asos svarim harbe, the pasuk concludes, Ein keitz velag harbe yigias baser. The simple level of pshat in Koheles is that many, many svarim could be written and you could learn a lot, but at the end, remember, sof davar sakol nishma esalakim yirav es mitzvos of shimar, without Yerushimayim, everything else is hevel. Rava expounded on this verse, b'nihi zaher b'divrei sofrim yoser m'divrei Torah. We even be more careful of the svarim harbe of divrei sofrim more than divrei Torah. Shedivrei Torah yesh men asei velos asei. Divrei Torah have mitzvahs asei and los asei. V'divrei sofrim kol over divrei sofrim chayiv misa. Whoever violates adin derabbanan is chayiv misa. Shema tamar m'yesh ben mamish mipnei ma'alo nichtavu. Amar kras so svarim harbe ein kates. If you're going to ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not record them himself? Because the writing of these have no end. That all of these Dindrabbanan, some explain, can't be written down entirely because there's so many. This how I saw how most translate and explain the Gemara. Maybe we could say slightly differently, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Masorah should have Asos Svarim Harbe in Kates, that Klal Yisrael should work on a Torah Shebaal Peh, and it shouldn't just be written in the Torah Shebichsav, so that the Torah constantly is rejuvenating itself and being applied and reapplied and reapplied again. The pasuk continues in Kohelet, V'lago laheg harbe yigias basar, and learning a lot makes a person very weary. Amar apapa brei d'ravacha bar it, adam mishmei d'ravacha bar ula, melameh shekol hamalig al divrei chachamim, whoever ridicules the words of Chacham, nidom b'tzor rasachas, will be punished with the excrement from the body. In other words, in this drasha, lahag doesn't mean to study, but lag means lahalig, with an ayin, to denigrate. Tan rabbanan mais Rabbi Akiva sheyachovish b'beis hasurin. Rabbi Akiva was in prison. Vayu Rabbi Shua, Garsi Mershasa, Rabbi Yoshua was serving him. He was from a place, according to Rashi, called Garsi. Every day they brought him a certain measurement of water. Yom Echad Matzu Shomer Beis Asurim. The guard found him. Amelo Hayom Meimecha Merubim. Today you have a lot of water. Shem Lachdar Beis Asurim. Ata Sarich Shvoch Chatzion. You have to pour half of it out. V'nasan lo chetzion. And he allowed him to take half of it. In other words, he accused the Rabbi Yoshua of maybe attempting a prison break through the amount of water he was bringing in. And he forced him to pour out half of it. K'shaba itzel Rabbi Akiva. When he came to Rabbi Akiva, amalo Yoshua, einata yodea shezakan ani, don't you know that I am old, v'chaye tzulim b'chayecha, and I need water. Sachlo koloisam ura. So Rabbi Yoshua described to Rabbi Akiva what had happened. It wasn't his will to bring in less. Amelo tenli mayim shetel yodi. Give me the water, please, I could wash my hands. Amelo lishtos ein magin. Lito yodcha magin. To bring for you to drink, you're not going to have enough. I'm not bringing. I'm only bringing for entilos yadayim. Amelo Rabbi Akiva responded. Ma'ese shechayav malam misa. If I violate the din chacham of netilas yadayim, I'll be chayiv misa, as we saw in the drasha of someone who violates divrei sofrim. Almost musa satzmi, I would rather die my own death v'lo ever al das chaveira, and opposed to violate the words of my friends the chachamim. Amru, it is said that Rabbi Akiva the entire day didn't eat anything. Lo tam klumat shavi le'mayim. He didn't eat until he washed his hands. V'naftal yadav kishesham chacham bedavar. When his fellow chacham heard it, ma'bisik nusa kachbi alduso. Just like when one is aged, one has to be careful. Until yadayim, so too when is young. Al achas l'kamim kama certainly. Umabe beis ha'asurin kach. And Rabbi Akiva was machmir for it in jail. Shaloba beis ha'asurin al achas kama v'kama. Certainly, one has to be careful about netilas yadayim. Gemara continues, a very famous and beautiful Gemara. Five lines before the wide armor of Yehuda, Meshmo, B'shasha, Tikin, Shlomo, Erevinu, Netilas Yadayim. Shlomo HaMelech instituted Eruvei Chatzeros and Netilas Yadayim. And at the time that he did it, Yatzis Abaskol, Abaskol, and Alva Amra, B'ni, Imchachim, Libcha, Yismach, Libi, Gam, Ani. Va'omer Chacham, B'ni, V'samach, Libi, V'ashiva, Charfi, Dovar. These are two psukim in Mishlei that are referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rejoicing with the takana of Erevin and Netilas Yadayim. Rashi explains that this Erevin is not the Erevin that we've been talking about constructing a what's colloquially referred to as an Erev, but rather it's talking about Eruvei Chatzeros, that there is a requirement for everybody to join together, make themselves one family with an Erev Chatzeros, to prevent the chash of someone coming to carry out into a Rishus HaRabim. According to Rashi, Taharos, the requirement of Netilas Yadayim is the same type of idea, that to protect from someone having hands that come in contact with something that's tar when his hands are tame, there was a requirement to Rabbanan to do Netilas Yadayim. I heard from one of my great Rabbeim, Rav Yisrael Reisman from Tar Vadas, and I believe it's in the Hakdama to the Rajba on Erevin in the Masad Rav Kook edition. Not the Rajba didn't write it, but in that printing, that the Takanim Shlomo HaMelech of Erevin is not simply a takana to prevent the din d'oraisa, but is also to create a sense of community in Klal Yisrael. And hence, the whole idea of an Erev Chatzeros is that all of us join together as one family, and that there is a way out of creating the problem that a Chatzer looks like a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, the Rabbanan had to prohibit carrying in the chatzer. If we join together and we make the feeling that we're one, as if we're one mishpacha, which is the essence of what Klal Yisrael is, that relates to Pesach, when we became one am, so that was the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had from the takana of Erevin. Mark continues, Darish Rava, Rava Darshan, Ma'i Dichsiv was a pasuk in Shir Hashim, say Lechado, Di Neitze, Hasada, let us go out in the field. Nalina Bikfarim, we will dwell in the villages, Nashkima Likramim, Nira in Parcha Hagefen, Pasach Hasmader, Hasmadar, Hinatsu Harimonim, Sham Etain Es Dodi Lecha, Lechado, Di Neitze, Hasada. This is all the beautiful pasuk in Shir Hashirim of going out with one's beloved into the field and seeing the vineyard blooming and the vine and the flowers and the pomegranates. Don't judge us like the people in the cities. In other words, the emphasis over here is the villages, Nalina Bikfarim versus the Krachim. In the cities, unfortunately, Sheish Bem Gezel Varayas, Ushua Shav, Ushua Shaker. Neitze Asada, let us go out to the field. Boverech Talmidei Chachamim. We'll see the Talmidei Chachamim she'oskim b'Torah mitoch adchak. Nalina bakfarim. Al tikri bakfarim ela bekofrim. In contrast to these Talmidei Chachamim that are in the fields and don't live in the city and work the field midochak, Rashi explains, take a look at the kofrim. Boreich otzim shishpatam lehen tova. Take a look at those that you gave good. Vehen kofru b'cha. And they were kofar in you. In the old edition of the Gemara that I have, the words Zaro shel Esav was taken out. That's who we're referring to. The descendants of Esav, the censor, took it out. Descendants of Esav, who were kofar by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nashkima l'kramim. We will wake up to the vineyards. Zeh l'batim yisir z'batim yishrashos. Re'en parcha gefen. We will see if the vine has flowered. Elu bali mikra. Pita chasmador, elu bale mishna. So the symbolism of the vine is those who know psukim. The smadar, the bud of the flower, is mishna. Heinotzo harimonim, the budding of the pomegranate, elu gemara. Sham etein es dodai loch. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aracha kvodi v'godi shevach bonai uvnosai. I will show to you the beauty, which is the praise of my sons and my daughters. Amar Rav Menuna, Ma'i Dichsiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk in Malachim? Vayidaber Shloshet Alafim Mashal Vayishiru Chamoishim Va'alef. In regards to Shlomo's Mishalim Malamin, Shlomo Shlomo called over Dover Shal Ter Shloshet Alafim Mashal. He would give 3,000 reasons. Va'called over Dover Shal Sofrim Chamish of the Elef Tamim. And for Durabonans, he would give 1,500 reasons. It's quoted in the name of Rosh Hashanah, a beautiful dia, that it's referred to as Shiro, because Torah is supposed to be learnt like a song. What a beautiful idea. Dorish Rava, another drush in regards to Shlomo HaMelech. My dichsiv was a mean in the pasuk. V'yoser shoyi kohelas chacham od limei das es ha'am. V'izein v'chiker tike mishalim harbe. That Shlomo HaMelech made many mishalim. Limei das es ha'am. Da agmere b'simanei tamim. He taught them to have signs, simanim, to be able to remember their limud. This is presumably making reference to the Gemara in Erevin later on Undalad Amabez, that one should make tziyunim v'simanim l'torah. We had earlier in the Shailas that Abaye had asked Rabbah, the Gemara had given us simanim on the previous dapim. V'azbara b'may didamile, and he explain things that one could compare one to the next, that's limud davar mitoch davar. Vizim v'chiker tike mishalim harbe amar ul amar Rebbe Lazar shebitchila ha'isa toira doimen l'kfifa she'enla is naim, that the Torah was like a basket that didn't have handles. Ad shebo shlomo v'asala is naim, and Shlomo HaMelech gave it handles that it wouldn't fall down. Rashi explains that by creating the takana of Erevin and Yadayim, and he made a gzeros in regards to Arayas that the Gemara Yevamasan, interestingly, Chaf Aleph as well, describes that he protected the Torah. Maybe we could suggest another understanding. The Gemara had just gone through saying that Shlomo HaMelech had given them simanim, he had been mesader for them Torah, as well as he taught them va'azbara memai d'domile. It could very well be, I know this was my experience in learning as I started out, and as I continue to start out, that in the initial stages, the Torah was very overwhelming, and Lima Torah was very disorganized. And one could find a system to organize what one has learned, and learn how to take apart a halachic problem, which Dafyomi is fantastic in giving us the breadth, and if one has time, to do chazara and to organize it, but at the end of the day, to make sense of the system of Torah, then one has a handle. Then one could say, ah, yes, that issue, I remember that it comes up on this and this daf. I remember that this is the way in which to approach the problem. It's a discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim. That gives a handle to approach the entire sugya. One of the fantastic things that I got from the Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Braunspiegel, Rav Schechter, as well as many of the other great Talmidim, which comes from the Rav, which comes from Rav Chaim of Brisk, is that Torah is a system that makes sense. And it could very well be that that's what Shlomo HaMelech came along and he gave us, and that is the ability, va'azbara b'may d'domila, and ultimately also to have simanim in Torah. We mentioned Reb Chaim and we're doing Daf Yomi. It's interesting to note that as related to the way we were just masbir the handles of Shlomo HaMelech, Reb Chaim, I heard from Rabbi Braunspiegel, was against the quoting of Dapim of Gemara. When his children quoted a Gemara, if they quoted the Daf, the legend has it Reb Chaim would give them a patch. I don't know if I believe that part, but he was not, did not look at it favorably. And the reason is because the Torah's system of Torah Shebaal Peh, the beautiful system that we spoke about on today's daf, is one that is not ordered by page in the Vilna Shas. As important as turning the pages and knowing where we could find in the Gemara is, it's being able to put the Torah in the system. That takes years and years of learning and tefillah and learning besimcha. But ultimately, it's important for us to keep in mind that even if we're not going to be zocha to know all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, but it's important to make that the Torah should be aznayim, both in terms of simanim, and maybe for some people the dapim could be simanim, but as well as that there should be the Torah should fall into a system of halachos, which of course happens with when one learns Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. I didn't intend this way, but it segues nicely into the halacha from the daily daf. Be'ezer Hashem, may we be zocha to go Michael l'chayil and to be mekayim what Shlomo HaMelech did for us by making us na'im l'Torah, that each one of us should feel that we have a handle that we could reach and grab when we're being osek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It's not an unwieldy, large pot which we have no way to grab. Be'ezer Hashem, we now go to the halacha from the daily daf on Daf Chof Aleph. Be'ezer Hashem, the halacha topic from Daf Chof Aleph is
two applications of the sugya of Pasei Baros on our daf, Erevin Chof Aleph, to Hilchos Sukkah. The Sefer Pnine Halacha does a fantastic job in showing that even though our sugya in Erevin, Halacha Lamaisa, is cut and dry, that we don't use Pasei Baros Bizman Hazeh, from our sugya there was a possibility to apply Pasei Baros to other instances aside from the Be'er of the Ole Regalim, and that has implications Halacha Lamaisa, not in Hilchos Erevin, but in Hilchos Sukkah, as we will explain. First, let's go to the Gemara. Our daf began with Rabbi Yitzchak on the bottom of Chaf HaMebeis telling us that Pasei Baros only works for Ole Regel alone. We gave a couple of explanations in introducing the daf for why that is so. The best explanation is one that emerges from Tosas on Yud Zayin HaMebeis, that really Pasei Baros does work min HaTorah. However, since it's wide open, Chazal generally refrained from using such a mechanic. This emerges according to the Chazon Ish, as we emphasized. And therefore, they only allowed it, particularly when it came to the Ole Regalim. This is how the Rif paskins. The Rif writes on our Gemara, this heter of Pasei Baros only works for Ole Regalim. The Rambam also codifies it this way. The Rambam also adds, only if there is a be'er in the middle to be able to give people to drink, particularly when they're Ole Rega. Our Gemara does allude to the possibility that Pasei Baros would be used in other instances as well. For example, the Gemara tells us that they thought to allow it for Talmidim that were going to travel to Yeshiva. And in those days, it was a long trek to Yeshiva. Supposedly in the Cutler family, they still have the shoes, if I'm not mistaken, of Rav Shach, that Rav Shach trekked across Lithuania to be able to go to Yeshiva. Nowadays, we're a little bit spoiled. Boys get on, and myself, get on a plane, and we're back and forth from the States and Israel in a few hours. Once upon a time, it was sometimes even pikuach nefesh to go visit your Rebbe. In fact, my grandfather's uncle, I think, was killed on being Ole Regel to the Ger Rebbe by lightning. There's a collector's item. So being Ole Regel once upon a time was not a simple thing. Today our challenge is you can't park close to the old city. That's as far as our challenges, Baruch Hashem, go. And Be'ezer Hashem, we should come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Ole Regel. But there were other examples of being Ole Ledvar Mitzvah that originally there was a discussion about Talmidim using it. At the end of the day, the Gemara said that in Chutz La'aretz there weren't many Talmidim traveling, and therefore Chazal never felt the need to use the heter of Pasei Baros outside of that context. At the end of the day, even though Rashi spells out specifically that they would have used Pasei Baros, we mentioned the psak of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rashi is found in the Bramaskel de Lo Shchichi. There is another place that this is discussed, and that is in the context of Hilchos Sukkah. Could a person make four corners with an amma on each side of wall and create a gestalt square or rectangle and then say, put schach on top and say that it's going to work as a mechitza? Remember that we've already argued that according to Tosos, if you have on the corners, Tosos argues that min haTorah, it would be considered valid mechitzas. So here we have a split in the psak of the Rif. On Dav Zayin HaMebeis, the Gemara entertains that it will be kosher for Sukkah, and the Rif paskins that way. The Ran challenges the Rif, and the Ran says, but at the end of the day, we paskin, and the Rif himself paskin this way, that we don't follow it for Shabbos, except for Ole Regalim. So if it doesn't work for Shabbos, why does it work for Sukkah? The answer, it seems, is that Ruf understood, like our Rashi insinuated, and that is, if that there would be a tzorech mitzvah, so then in such a case, it would be permissible to use Pasei Baros. And we would revert back to the original Din Torah that it has a status of mechitza. Now, we paskin like this Rif halfway, because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rif, but there is an important caveat
which limits the use, in practical terms, of Pasei Beros for Sukkah. In Simin Tov Reish Lamed, Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Sige Chagabe Be'er Shiesh Lo Pasin, and they explain that that means the corners of an Amma in each direction, Hareze Sukkah K'sher Lo'oso Shabbos, Shebesel Chachag Bilvad. Mitoch Shelechin Ze Upasin Elu Mechitzas Le'inyin Shabbos, Nachshavosam, if you make these mechitzos around a be'er, since it works for Shabbos, so too it'll work le'inyan sukkah. Now this lashon fits perfectly with the psak of the Rambam in both Erevin and in Sukkah. In Hilchos Erevin, we don't have in the Shulchan Aruch the heter of Pasei Beros, and the reason for that is because, unfortunately, we're not Ola Regel. The Rambam paskins, as well as the Rif, that Pasei Beros is acceptable for Sukkah. However, he adds a condition. He says it has to be around a well. In other words, Pasei Beros is going to be mutter, not stam litzorech any mitzvah, only if it's litzorech mayim. And once it's kosher for a mitzvah around mayim, it'll be kosher for mechitzas, and therefore, kosher for a sukkah also. But for the Rambam, as he adds, which the Rif does not have, the be'er is going to be critical in creating the heter. So therefore, if we had gone simply with the Rif, then it could very well be that in certain instances we would be able to use the heter of Pasei Beros today. However, in Shulchan Aruch, we do not pass in this way. In Shulchan Aruch, the heter of Pasei Beros is only around a be'er. So the only instance is someone who's making a sukkah around a water hole. The second issue that emerges in Hilchos Sukkah from our daf is the issue of a sukkah that could be easily robbed and does not prevent the access of the public thoroughfare through the sukkah. Again, I am indebted to the Pnine Halacha for a Tshuvas Harama. The Shaus of Tshuvas Harama in Simin Chof Tes describes that there was a Chacham in Krakow who wanted to prohibit a sukkah that had easy access to public thoroughfare where people passed by and could easily steal from the sukkah. At the end of the day, he pointed out that the Ma'aril writes that a sukkah, if it's b'mokom sakonas listim v'ganovim, then it's going to be a problem because it's no longer teishvu kein taduru. He pointed out that a sukkah that the people are passing by and there are open slits and they could easily, any ganav could easily just as he's walking by, just pickpocket, but not from the pocket, but just swipe at a sitting on the table, in such a case is no longer teishvu kein taduru. The Ramah rejects it, and the Ramah brings a basic raya from Pasei Beros. The Ramah says, if Pasei Beros is kosher for Sukkah, ad kidei kach that we saw in Simen Tov Reish Lamed, that it's kosher, except it's the only time it'll be kosher if it's built around a be'er, then certainly a Sukkah that is close to public thoroughfare and has open areas, and someone could swipe and steal something from it, then it's going to be still acceptable when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah. And Teishu Kein Taduru doesn't require that it be as closed from robbers as your house would be, or even closed from someone who's not going to pull a mugging, but someone who will just simply easily be able to swipe something from the sukkah. Nevertheless, the sukkah will be kosher. The words of the Ma'aril, that the Ma'aril had said that you're not allowed to build in a place b'mokom sakonas listim ganavim. So listen to the words of the Ramah in Simin Tov Reish Mem. Every word of the Ramah, of the holy Ramah, is meduyuk. He writes, im asa mitchila b'mokom shemitzdar b'achilo b'shtio b'sheina. Sometimes people are not aware of this. If it's an area that will be definitively uncomfortable, so then in such a case, it's a problem. Then it's no longer teishuk en kaduru. And if you're going to be mitzdar, either in your eating, drinking, or sleeping, then it's not a valid sukkah. Oshi efshe lasas lo echamem basukkah machmas de misyore milistim o ganovim kishuhu basukkah. Or, if he makes in a way that he'll be afraid of robbers when he's in the sukkah. Eina yotza b'osa sukkah klal. Now the words that are more meduyik. It's not that you're afraid that something's going to be swiped. You're afraid yourself. You yourself are afraid to be in that sukkah, or you're not relaxed to be in the sukkah. Then, in such a case, then that would be a problem. However, the fact that someone could swipe something, so Rabosai, Nechasim come and they go. We just got through Pesach, Lel Shimurim, claims the Ramah, that's not going to, by definition, make the sukkah no longer Teshu Kain Tadiru. If it's a place where a person's going to be scared to sleep out there because of his life, or that he's going to be attacked, like it was in certain places in New York City, so then in such a case, then that would be a problem in regards to Teshu Kain Tadiru. But the possibility that something would be stolen, the Ma'aril never would have said that. And the Raya is our sugya of Pasei Baros. So we conclude with two halachas in Hilchos Sukkah that emerge from our sugya. Number one is we almost got to the heter of using Pasei Baros for a sukkah. According to the Rif, there might be instances today that one would. However, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, and the only instance would be in the case of a sukkah that is being made around a water hole, like Pasei Baros originally was instituted. It seems that according to the Rambam, a regular tzorech mitzvah would not be enough. According to Rambam, it seems that these mechitzos are only significant mechitzos when they are around a water hole. Doesn't seem to be the opinion of Tosfos on Yudzayin Beis, but that seems to be the opinion of the Rambam. As well as the other halacha that we learned is the fascinating discussion of what makes a sukkah no longer Teshu Kain Tadiru. If someone could easily swipe something from the sukkah, does it make a puzzle? And the Ramah proves from Pasei Baros that it does not. This Bezer Hashem concludes two halachic applications from Daf Chof Aleph.